We are very happy today to celebrate the admission of the newest member to the body of Jesus Christ by the baptism that our blessed granddaughter Carmina has received today in the baptism. And now please listen. Listen now to the will that the church and the advice that the church gives the parents on the day of the baptism of their children. And this is not only for the newest parents who had the newest member in the church, however, for every one of you to know our duties as parents towards our children when they are baptized. I know that it could be a little bit late or too late for Ragnar. However, what we cannot get all, we don't want to lose it all. Blessed brethren, you and her, understand the amount of the dignity which your child have obtained, who has been counted among the chosen, and the grace with which they have been dyed. They have now been counted among the Christians by the pure baptism that was commanded by the Savior of the world, as witnessed by the chosen pure apostles, that after the holy resurrection, he appeared to them and sent them to all nations to preach to them, saying, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the ages."
Today, my beloved children, you have become inheritors of life with Jesus Christ. Today, your children have received the bond of life and have become rooted in the true Orthodox faith. The day on which they were born, they were slaves and not free, but today they have become conquerors of the plots of the wicked. Did you hear the fearful words that were told to you about the holy baptism? Did you not answer on behalf of your children, saying, "We renounce you, Satan, and all your unclean works"? Did you not accept them toward the east and submitted to the Lord, saying, "We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, and in his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the Holy Spirit, the life-giving Spirit"? And did you not confess one baptism in the Holy Church, hearkening to hear his divine saying in the Holy Gospel by the tongue of his Gospel, of his pure saintly apostles, which says, "Unless one is born of water and Spirit, they cannot enter the kingdom of God"? Now, my beloved, understand that you have received your children by the holy, pure, and spiritual baptism, and that he will require it of you if you neglect them and not discipline them and restore them of unacceptable circumstances. Work diligently in teaching them to read the Holy Scripture, which are the breath of God, and in attending the church in the matins and vespers, and fasting on Wednesdays and Fridays, and the holy 40 days, and all the feasts, and keeping the church laws and apostolic commandments. They now have become worthy to partake of the holy mysteries of God, which are the body and blood of the Son of God, which was shed for the salvation of creation. Safeguard your children and preserve them from going to unsuitable places, so that the Lord may guard them from satanic temptations. Sow in them beautiful qualities. Sow in them righteousness and praise. Sow in them purity. Sow in them obedience and love and holiness. Sow in them compassion, charity, and justice. Sow in them piety, patience, and righteousness. Sow in them honesty and all the good works that please God, that your souls and your children's may live.
You assumed this talent under the law, and the priests of God and the church have required of you to be diligent in teaching them good conduct and purity, that you may experience utmost pride in them. Teach them the ways of God, that their ways may be acceptable, satisfactory, and illuminated, build them upon the foundation of the righteousness, avert them with interacting with the worldly, the lecherous, evil, and the wicked, and partaking in their entertainment, amusement, and mockery. Nature them with spiritual teachings. Teach them the fear of God and His commandments. Raise them according to an economy and sound order. Do not neglect their catechism like the wicked and lazy servant who neglected his talent, but be diligent that you may hear his voice saying, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things." جعلكم الله يا الأخوة السامعون رابحين في وزناتكم بنعمة سيدنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح. هذا الذي إياه نسأل أن يثبتنا على الإيمان المستقيم النفس الأخير، ويغفر لنا خطايانا، ويسامحنا عن أثمنا، ويستر عفواتنا، ويعيننا على العمل بمرضاته، ويسحق الشيطان عاجلا تحت أقدامنا، ويجعل باب كنيسته مفتوحا في وجوهنا، ويسمعنا الصوت الفرح القائل: تعالوا إلي يا مبارك أبي، ارثوا الملك المعد لكم من قبل تأسيس العالم. بشفاعة سيدتنا كلنا وأتلاقي العذراء القديسة مريم ومريمين العجيبي والأنبا كراس السائح والبابا كيرلس السادس وكل القديسين الذين أرضوا الرب أعمالهم الصالحة منذ آدم إلى آخر الدهور، أمين.